Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
What did we talk about last week? We talked about hell, didn't we? Yeah, we did. And the idea of understanding heaven and hell. And heaven, remember, we're helping make this clear. If you have people in your life, family, loved ones have passed on, and you know they were believers, they went to heaven. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But that's an intermediate heaven. That's an intermediate heaven. Now think about this. Because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. But those who are in heaven now will be a part of the new heaven and the new earth. But you see, look, if the people that have passed on that did not know the Lord, they went to Hades. Hades is an intermediate place. But once you're there, you're there. But there's an eternal hell also for them. And that's the only place they're going to go. They're not coming out of there. There's no such thing as purgatory. So, you see that? We've been talking about the new creation and how this kind of is working. You see, we got creation, sin separated us from God. And then redemption. Jesus was the plan of redemption. And then new creation. We become the new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You see that? You're a new creation. And that's your part of, and that begins the day you become born again and become a child of God. Eternal life begins right there. Right there, right now. When you're born again. Not when you're baptized, when you're born again. So you must be born again to be a part of the new creation. See that? Spiritually. Okay, so we have we've been talking about this, and I just think it's so important to understand and know. The Bible says you can know that you have eternal life. You're not walking around questioning if you have eternal life. You're not walking around wondering if you're saved or not. Because good people don't go to heaven. Nice people don't go to heaven. Saved people go to heaven. See that? Saved people go to heaven. And that's what we have to understand. And that's there, the new creation. See that? And so we're trying to really help people see and understand, because there's been some misunderstanding in the church. And God's Word is alive. And where God's Word is going forth. See, the word vision, remember? A prophetic, redemptive uncovering. So where the Word of God is going forth, it brings vision. And it uncovers. It uncovers things in your life. As the Word of God is spoken, prophesied over you, it uncovers. It shows you something in your life that God's trying to redeem. And He'll help you and give you the power and the grace to redeem that area of your life so you can get it under His will and fulfill His will. And your fulfillment in this life is in His will. You see that? When you're outside of His will, whose will are you doing? Help me out. Satan, and the devil. See that? Think about this. You are either listening to the voice of God and the Holy Spirit or an Antichrist spirit. There's no in between. You're either listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit or the voice of an antichrist spirit. Anti means against. It's against Christ. God wants you to understand the new creation is in tune with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we want to be. We want to be people who listen to the Holy Spirit. Now, I've got a word for you today, and we're going to look at this. Let's go to our vision, and we're going to look at John chapter 14 in our scripture reading. Okay. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing in our hearts and our lives. We ask, Lord, that you continue to speak to us, increase our understanding and revelation of who you are. So, Father, we can be a part of this new creation. And, Father, we can be examples and walk in the image of Christ and advance your kingdom by helping others into the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, let's look at this. Give me verse 21 or 23, if you would, there. Okay, look what he says. And now think about this. And let me just give you a little backdrop. What's going on here is that Jesus is in chapter 13, he's talking to the disciples, and he's telling them, "I'm going to be leaving. I'm going to be leaving, and I'm going to cross, I'm going to be crucified, I'm going to be buried, I'm going to ascend into heaven." He says, "I'm leaving." He says, "But I won't be here physically anymore. But the Father's going to send you the Holy Spirit." And the way we talked, and you heard my voice, that's going to continue. The Holy Spirit is going to speak to you now. You see that? I won't be here physically, but the Holy Spirit is now going to talk to you and speak to you. So today, we want to really be aware that God is speaking, and God longs to speak to you. And if you will hear what He says, you will fulfill His will here now. And that's what God is calling us to, every one of us, His children. He calls us to fulfill His will. Not ours. Amen? Now, look what he says. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Now, this where he says, "He will keep my word, obey my word." If anyone loves me, he will obey my word. And the NIV, the New American Standard, those say that, obey my word. That's what he's saying. So obedience is the key. Disobedience is why we all fell into sin. Remember, creation, sin, redemption, new creation. The way we fell into sin was, remember, By one man's disobedience, Romans 5:19, many were made sinners, separated from God. Because Adam, the first Adam, sinned and disobeyed God, right? So then it says, when Jesus came, he's the last Adam. It says, but by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. His obedience caused you and I to become righteous. It's the same way now. When you disobey, you cause others to stay in their sin. But when you obey, God's anointing has the power and will put his grace on you to help others come out of their difficulty, out of their sin. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? That's the reality. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to show his new creation everywhere he goes. At work, in your home, it starts in your family. It starts in your marriage. That's where he wants that new image to show up in your marriage. You see that? If you have intimacy with God and you stop communicating, you're in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. But in a marriage, if you stop communicating, that marriage is going to be in trouble. You know, I've had people come here and, you know, they start sleeping in different rooms. Been married 20 years. I thought, you know what? You guys got to get back in the same room. That's my counseling. So that's the way. If you do God that way, and you don't want to be intimate with him, that's going to cause problems. Am I making sense? I got to have Donita up next to me. I'm a snuggler, man. I gotta cuddle. Yeah, I know you're watching live stream. Yeah, I'm a cuddler. Come on up close. I like it. You know, I wanna tickle and laugh and giggle in the bed. Yeah, that's healthy. That's the way it is. God wants you to be that way. He wants you to enjoy his presence and tickle and laugh. Are you with me? When you move away from him, the joy is going to dissipate. But boy, when you're up there close, man, you can't wait till they come home. Am I making sense? No, I know I am. Because that's how it is. That's how it really is. You need to communicate. And you need to have intimacy. And when you have intimacy with God, you're going to have intimacy with people. What you laughing about, Olivia? You know that's true. When you have intimacy with God, you're going to have intimacy with your spouse and with other people. You're going to be relational with those people. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? And that's what God cares about. He wants you to be a reflection of him with people. And if you're not listening to him, it's going to be your way. And guess what that is? Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist is already at work. 1 John chapter 4, check it out. You're either listening to the Antichrist spirit or the Holy Spirit. Now this is heavy, but this is how it is. This is the way it is. Who are you listening to? God wants you to listen to him. He knows every hair on your head, and he has them numbered. He wants you to listen to him. When you begin to listen to him and do it his way, so here's the problem. We don't want to renew our minds, so there's no room. You see that? There's no room in your mind, in your brain, for the new. You see that? And then when the new comes, You can't even recognize it because you haven't made any room for it. And your point of reference is what your dad did or your parents have done or some what you saw modeled that has nothing to do with the will of God. Your point of reference has nothing to do with the will of God. And that's where you go to. And God is trying to get the new to your life. You see that? And when he gets the new to your life and you believe it and receive it, it gives you life. You see that? It gives you life and it reflects his image. You see, if your children are seeing your old point of reference, they don't want nothing to do with your Jesus. But if they see the new, you won't be able to keep them away from it. Are you listening to me? Because his love will be on it. When that intimacy and that love, the love of God, is flowing through you and the grace of God, it has power. You see that? You've been delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:13. The love of God is the kingdom of God. And the love of God is growing cold. And many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. The false prophets are people who got hurt and didn't want to change their point of reference on how they loved people. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you." This is a new kind of love. Oh, you need to shut up. I got it. Oh, my goodness. Did you get that? It's new. And when you understand this, it changes everything. But I'm going to tell you something. If you've been hurt, you've been hurt because you don't understand. And that's just it. Trauma. Some people have been hurt from a childhood. And if you've never dealt with that, that pain will keep you from ever receiving the new. That's why you got to be healed. And if you're not in the body of Christ and receiving his word over your life, it says in Psalms 107, verse 20, he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from all their destruction. His word comes to deliver you and heal you. If you aren't a part of that, then you're staying in those old points of reference in your thinking. And it calls you to be stuck on stupid. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying you're stuck on stupid. The Bible says in Proverbs 12, the people who don't want correction are stupid. That's what the Bible says. It's not what I say. It's what the Bible says. Now think about this. Y'all all right? This is what God is calling us to, the new creation. Now listen. God is speaking. He's speaking. And he speaks by the Holy Spirit. And prayer. He'll speak to you in prayer. You know, just like I shared with them. If they will seek God and sit down with a pen, he's going to give them direction in life. I promise you. Now watch. He wants to speak to you. If we are not hearing God speak into our lives, it's a relationship problem. It's a relationship problem. Then you have a problem in your relationship with him. You know what it takes is repentance then. You need to repent and get back into fellowship with God. Repentance means change your mind. It literally does. Change your mind. Change the way you think. That's why Jesus said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It takes repentance to get the kingdom engaged. It's not what you think it is. It's what God says it is. And when you change towards his way, so what repentance means to turn away from and turn towards to. I'm turning away from my way. Now I'm going to go God's way. And remember, his ways are always higher than our ways. Now, think about this. Think about this. It's important to make sure that you are communicating with God and that he's speaking to you and that you're talking to him. Prayer is you talking to him, right? And, you know, him talking to you. You talking to him and him talking to you. It's not just him talking to you all the time. You got to talk to him. A lot of people don't like talking to him because he does talk to them. And they don't want to hear what he's saying. But you see, that's really the Holy Spirit, the helper. He's come to help you in your dilemma, your difficulty. And he will help you. And when you receive that, it helps. It empowers you. It gives you grace. Now watch. Give me John 10, verse 3 and 4. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You see that? They know his voice. You know, they've done a study in Jerusalem and even in Switzerland, I've read about, where they'll get all these herds of sheep and these shepherds, and they'll line up these shepherds and they're all the different sheep and mix them all up together. And then as that shepherd calls to his sheep, all of his sheep will come out of that mixed crowd to him. And they'll all come to their shepherd because they know his voice. Are you listening to me? You got to know God's voice. He says you can know his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they know me, and neither nothing or anyone shall pluck them out of my hand. You see that? Isn't that? That's a promise. Nothing can take you out of God's hand when you know his voice. So listen, you know, I've seen people, I've seen women come and they'll be pregnant in here, and they'll come in here on Wednesday night and come in here and on Sunday, and then the baby will be born, and then it grows up, 2, 3. I had a couple of little girls and a boy. They would come up and want to hold on to me all the time. And you know, it's like at first I thought, what is going on? This one little girl would run out of the aisle all the time and just want to hold on to me. I'd be up here preaching. She'd come running up to me. Little Gracie Sloan just come up to me and just hold on to me. You know what it was? She knew my voice. You see that? She knew my voice because she was in there in the oven hearing it. You hear me? And when I was up here, she would come up here and want to just, and she didn't even know herself, you know. She just wanted to hold, I'd pick her up, she'd put her little head down there. And I could stand up here and preach the whole sermon to her with her head on my shoulder. Do you remember that? I know. It's just a reality. It's so important that we know his voice. You know, a coach, the word coach, If you understand, I love words. I'm a word nerd. The word coach comes from coach Hungary. There's a place in Hungary, and it's coach. The name of the city is coach. And in the 1500s is where they invented the stagecoach. And in the 1500s, they made this stagecoach for these opulent families, because they were going to move from where they were and they needed a way to transport all their goods to where they were going to go on the next part of their journey. And so that's where the word coach comes from. So here's what it is. The word coach, we need a coach at this stage of our journey to help us to get to the next level or next place he's calling us to. We need a coach. And if you don't have a coach, you can't get there, because they needed a coach for the part of the journey they couldn't get to by themselves. See, there's some places you can't get by yourself. You need a coach. Am I making sense? That's where that word comes from. So when you see a coach, we all need a coach at times. Am I making sense? That's the Holy Spirit. He's your coach in life. He's speaking to you. He's your helper. He wants to help you. But if you don't listen to him, you're not going to get to the next place. You'll stay where you are. Is this making sense? Come on, am I making sense? That's how that works. Now, I've done that, talked about that. Let's see. God speaks to us in different ways. Now look. God speaks to us through his word, right? The Bible. But God also speaks to us through, he spoke through a rainbow, right? To Noah. Now let me tell you something. A rainbow is the sign of a promise. And it remains to this day a sign of a promise. It's not a sign of some group. It's not a sign of some group that's doing their thing, and we're all just, but listen to me real good. That promise will remain. That's a sign of God's promise. And he will make it known to every one of those people that are in them groups that think this is all about their little group. He'll let them know, you missed my promise. Am I making sense? You missed the understanding of the promise of the rainbow. Am I making sense? We're not going to stay there, but I'm trying to help you understand something. Now watch this. God will speak. He spoke through a burning bush. He spoke through a donkey. God will use anything, right? He spoke through Moses and called the people out of Egypt, right? And then the people got upset at listening to Moses. They said, we want to hear from God. We want to hear from God ourselves. Okay. So now they're at Mount Sinai, and God spoke, and they were terrified. They were terrified when he spoke. And then Moses went up the mountain, and then he comes back, and they're all having orgies and getting wilder and naked as a jaybird, acting crazy, making a god out of gold, out of cow. You understand? Then they said, they told Moses, we don't want God to speak. We don't want to hear from God. We want you to speak to him. We'll listen to you. See that? You don't want to listen to what God says? You're going to end up in the crazy. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? You're going to end up doing your thing, and you're going to miss it.
Save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Save.